Lord, what is this world coming to? What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put some on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome this morning to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in this Situation Room. On yesterday, we was listening to a message by a pastor, Henderson. Pastor Henderson was teaching us about dealing with difficult people. He's out of the Lighthouse Church of Houston. And so get close to your radio and listen as he teaches about dealing with difficult people. And he was looking at John chapter 1, how John had to deal with these Sanhedrins, the Sanhedrin Council, these Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, these difficult people. So get close to your radio and listen as you talk about dealing with difficult people.
Difficult people have a very difficult relationship with the truth. The truth always goes in the opposite of what they think. And when it goes in the opposite of what they think, they cannot receive new information because their heart is hard. When the Bible says a hard heart, it means a heart that cannot receive new information. Do you know that this relationship of difficult people is not new? Eve was the first difficult person the world ever saw. Let me prove it to you. God says to Adam and Eve, you can have of every tree in the garden, but the one in the middle of the garden, don't touch it. You understand? We clear? You got that? Difficult person. Snake comes in the garden. You know it ain't really like what he said. You can have it. You will not surely. You're right. I didn't think so anyway. Eve didn't bite that fruit because the serpent told her to. She bit that fruit because she already wanted to. And she used his words to co-sign with her thought process. Y'all not hearing? Because if she thought it wasn't good, she would have already made up her mind. Stop letting people make you think that they did bad because of you. That's what they was gonna do anyway. They was gonna treat you that way when they say stuff like, well, if you hadn't did this to me, I wouldn't know. They were gonna do you that anyway. No matter what, it was gonna be something. Anybody got any difficult people in your life? John had baptized drunks, whoremongers, thieves, thugs, heathens, like us. Isn't it amazing that the only people he couldn't baptize were the church folk? I'm right back there. They stumbled in their drunk, baptized them. Lick on their breath, baptized them. Prostitutes, baptized them. Religious people came up. Not sure if that's an interpretation of the word of God. Some people know too much to know anything. You be very careful with letting people in your life who know something about everything. Because people who know something about everything think they can tell you about everything. And it doesn't even matter if you are a professional in the area you are. Just because they know a little bit about a carburetor make them think they know something about the spirit. You understand what I'm telling you? Just because you can fix a car don't mean you know what's going on up here. It's going to be rough. I think the reason why some of y'all looking at it like that is because I think I'm talking about you and I'm on your street. There is nothing in a man's heart that won't come out in his conduct. You can find out who these people are if you would just pump your brakes and slow down and stop letting them in your life so fast. And let there be some sort of application process that's required for getting deep within your life. John was like, before we get close, I'm going to baptize you and see what come out. My mama used to say, well, don't come out in the wash. Y'all ain't here with me today. Well, don't come out in the wash or come out in the rinse. You need to shake folks, and both of them are cycles. And when you're in the wash cycle, if it don't come out, put them in the spin cycle. It's going to come out some kind of way. There is nothing that's in the heart that won't come out in conduct when put in the right situation. And they showed John who they were when John moved the conversation from the flesh to the spirit. You will find out if that man really want to mess with you and marry you if you move the conversation from the flesh. God, I wish I had a church. Yeah, I know you want to go half on a baby, but will you go half on these bills and go to church with me every Sunday? Then you will find out. I know I'm the key to your ignition, but am I the key to your salvation? Conversation out of the flesh and get the conversation into the spirit, and they will reveal themselves. Holler at your boy. Raise your hand if I'm helping you, because some of y'all are like, Reverend, I don't want this sermon. I like my difficult people. Bless you. They said, can we get baptized without repenting? Can we get saved without forgiving people? Can we get in ministry without going through orientation? Can we preach without studying? Can we sing and can't sing? You know, there used to be a whole argument in church. You can't put nobody out of the choir if they willing. You ought to let them up there. Not if they can't sing. Why would you let somebody in the choir that can't sing just because it's a ministry? That's like letting somebody in a youth church that don't like kids. Why would we do that? That church done just got uppity. Now they're telling folks they can't get in a choir and sing because now they think there's somebody. Yeah, we do. You don't let pedophiles in the youth church. And you don't let folk who can't sing in the choir. And maybe that's why your life is so difficult, because you keep lowering the standard and letting people in. You keep letting people in your choir who can't sing. You keep letting people in your life who don't forgive. You keep letting people in your life who don't pray. You keep letting people in your life who don't repent. Yeah, they got money. Yeah, they got ability, but do they believe? And when you let people in your life under the wrong premise, you will be face to face dealing with difficult people. I don't know if I'm helping y'all. Maybe I should have went home and went to sleep and start over. Should I go home and start over? Can we get baptized without repenting? Because we ain't even really do nothing. That's what they're saying. No, they ain't never did. You have people say, I ain't even do nothing. How many times you heard somebody who did something say, I ain't even do nothing? Whenever you get to somebody and you get ready to have a discussion, and after two sentences they say, I ain't do nothing, chances are. And we all say it the same way. I ain't even do nothing. Not I didn't do anything. I ain't even do nothing. You know what really happened? They didn't want a religion that condemned their perspective. They wanted a religion that confirmed their perspective. Most people are looking for people who will confirm what they already believe. It's the truth. Most of us are so set in our ways that the only people that we have around us are the ones who agree with us. Can I tell you, one of the most healthiest things you will do for your life is to find somebody who disagrees with you, so they will break up the clay of your perspective so that God can birth something new in your life. Are y'all praying with me today? So they refuse to be baptized. And then here they go, you know, this is the next question. Since you're out here baptizing, who gave you the authority to do it? Because they always want to know. You know what I'm saying? You out here baptizing, but who told you that you had the power and authority to baptize? I said, then they had the nerve to ask Jesus. No, who gave him the authority to be baptized? Jesus said, man, I ain't got to explain nothing to y'all. I'm putting it in your language, because I know a lot of people say in the Bible today, the thous and the thuses, they kind of confuse you. So I'm just putting it in your language. They went to Jesus talking about, this dude out here talking about you sent him to be baptized with people and all that kind of stuff. Jesus said, man, I ain't got to explain myself to you. He says, if you don't believe that I sent him, then the best answer I can give you is none at all. Can I help y'all to understand something? You don't owe difficult people an answer. Touch five people and say, stop explaining yourself. You around here trying to prove yourself. Ask my mama. She'll tell you. Even if your mama tell them, they ain't going to believe it. Ask Bono. Bono will tell you. They always ask, tell this person. They'll tell you. Ask somebody. You don't have the best answer to give to a difficult person. It's your silence. You need to be as proficient at distributing your silence as you are at your speech. You're always explaining yourself to somebody. This ain't my boyfriend. We just friends. You don't owe them no explanation. Man, I don't want nobody saying nothing. They're going to say what they're going to say. If you're dating them, let them think it. If you ain't dating them, let them think it. It's your business anyway. You ain't got to explain nothing to nobody who don't pay your bills. You don't have to explain nothing to nobody who don't have a heaven to keep you out of or a hell to put you in. Stop explaining yourself. The only person you got to repent to is God. God said, confess your faults one to another, but confess your sins to God. You don't owe nobody an explanation for what you did, right or wrong. It ain't their business. I remember when we grew up in the church. I grew up in the Baptist church. How many of y'all grew up in the Baptist church? I grew up in the Baptist church. I don't know if your church was more Baptist than my church was, though. Because let me tell you what we used to have to do. Whenever we sinned, they would put chairs in front of the church. And we used to have to come up and sit in the chair and tell the whole church, church, I remember so many young ladies coming up to the church talking about, "Pastor," and everyone's, "I came up here to let y'all know I got pregnant by the choir man." I have seen that. How many of y'all seen that in church? Now you up here telling the church that you done got pregnant by somebody in the choir, and the person you confessing to got somebody in the choir pregnant. You don't owe nobody an explanation. And what this world has done is that we've taken confessions as guilt. But he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Touch your neighbor and say, "I ain't got to tell you my business." Look at him. "I ain't got to tell you my business. I ain't got to tell you my business. I would if I knew I could trust you, but I think you might tell on me." So we're supposed to be our brother's keeper. We're supposed to be our sister's keeper. But what we do is we become our brother and sister teller. It's amazing how people can tell your business but won't tell none of theirs. Won't tell none of theirs. If you start telling your own business, you won't even have time to tell nobody about mine. Slap somebody and say, "Tell your own stuff." You got enough skeletons in your closet to have a whole book to write about. Never waste your time trying to explain yourself to a person who's committed to misunderstanding you. Stop trying to explain yourself to somebody who is committed to misunderstanding you. No matter how clear you are, they are going to still leave muddy. No matter how many times you say you're sorry, they're going to still leave with an attitude. So instead of giving them speech, do what Jesus did on the cross and never say a mumbling. You talk too much and you never shut up. Y'all remember it. Don't act like you don't remember. Sitting up there acting like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know you played that game. You from the hood, sitting up there acting like you don't know that game. Somebody shout, "I know my purpose." And since I know my purpose, I ain't got to explain it. I don't have to talk about it. All I got to do is do it. John says, "I'm not going to explain to the people who are committed to misunderstanding me. I'm just going to keep on baptizing." If you just keep doing your purpose will speak for you. If you just keep doing what you were created to do, it will speak for you. You do not have to explain your intentions. Your actions will do all of the talking. Number two, know their intentions. After John baptized Jesus, they sent some priests and Levites to question him. Now, you asking if John has the authority to baptize? Well, he just baptized Jesus. So if he just baptized Jesus and you're still questioning him, then you really don't believe Jesus is Jesus. Because if you believe that God was who he said he was, then you would know that him baptizing Jesus is a validation of his authority. Does that make sense? So the truth is, the reason why they don't believe John is because they don't know God. And I have learned in my life that most difficult people don't change because they don't know God. Now listen, this may hurt your feelings, but it is possible that the reason why you and your sister don't get along is because she don't know God. You keep on trying to figure out if they're crazy. You need to be trying to figure out if they're saved. Like, this is serious. Like, you're like, why don't they get it? Why do I have to keep going over and over with this? They might not even be saved. And if they haven't turned to God, why should you believe that they will ever turn to you? Like, if you go around a thief, what do you expect him to do? Like, how many of y'all got a cousin in the family that, like, that's all they do? Like, when they come over the house, you got to lock your bedroom door because you know, like, all right, Bobby coming over here, y'all, put the silverware up and lock mama in them door. Everybody who come over, put y'all purse and mama in them room because Bobby ain't going to go in there. Like, y'all got somebody like that? Oh, come on. You can't put nothing around Bobby. When you know people's intentions, you set yourself up just in case they act. You gotta learn people's intentions. You gotta learn. You gotta have a spirit of discernment. Like when they're talking to you, be looking at them right in the eye. Like, I wonder what they really saying. Everybody say, know their intentions. When people want to disagree with you, this is what they do. And this is an old trick of the devil. When people want to disagree with you, then they say something like this to you. They say, oh, so you think you God? I got proof. Now listen, how many, has anybody ever said that to you? Oh, so you think you, oh, so you the judge and the jury? How many of y'all ever heard that? This is why I know it's biblical. When they wanted to disagree with John, the first thing they say to John is, art thou, you the Christ? So you think you Elijah? So you think you the prophet? The reason why they build you up to God, because it is always good to disagree with a person who thinks they're God. So they build you up to be something you never said you were, so they can disagree with who you actually are. Did you hear what I said? Whenever you hear somebody say, oh, you think you God, whenever you say, no, I don't think I'm God, you've given them permission to disagree with your purpose. John says, I ain't God, but he did send me. Oh, there it is, back to your purpose. He says, I am not God, but I am the voice of the one who's crying out in the wilderness. You have to know who you are. My whole purpose for coming to the Lighthouse Church this morning was to look you in your face and say that even though you don't have the money that they have, and even though you don't have the degrees that they have, and even though you don't have the notoriety that they have, you are still called by God. Slap somebody and say, I'm called by God. And whenever you are called by God, one of the side effects of having a calling is that you're going to have to deal with difficult people. You will always have people in your life who are more committed to being difficult than to development. You're going to have to learn to survive. Because I'm telling you, in 2025, they're still going to be difficult. I have learned to give up on trying to convert difficult people into developing people. You have to leave difficult people where they are, or John, you will be dealing with difficult people full time and not baptizing full time. And the devil will continue to send difficult people in your life because it will take you away from what your purpose is. You welcome, because the rest of them tripping. I only got 5 people in here who I just gave you so much authority to walk in the boldness of life and to move on and stop feeling sorry because you can't get along with everybody. You're not going to get along with everybody. And guess what? Everybody ain't going to get along with you. So keep it moving. I need you to give your neighbor high fives. Keep it moving, boo-boo. Keep it moving. Keep in your purpose. Keep doing what God calls you to do. Keep building your business. Keep doing what you are doing. And don't come off of the wall because Sanballat doesn't believe that God told you to rebuild it. Watch, fight, and pray.
All right, we're going to stop the tape right there today. I told you that Pastor Henderson, he put it to you raw on how to deal with difficult people. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.